I'm joined on the line now by the Guardian's Martin Chulov, who's been following Bahrain developments. Martin, could you tell me what the latest is? Are we expecting some Saudi troops to arrive in the country?
It appears that overnight 1,000 Saudi troops actually have crossed into Manama. They've been asked to guard key strategic sites by the tiny kingdom's rulers there as part of a Gulf Cooperation Committee intervention force, which is trying to quell a festering uprising that's been raging now for the best part of 6 weeks.
So this is a fairly major step, isn't it?
It would appear to be so, absolutely. The Saudis have been not feeling at all comfortable with what's been going on there. There has been a strong and rebellious Shia majority there, which accounts for around 70% of the population. They're ruled by a Sunni minority, and there has been a Sunni political dynasty there for the last 200 years. The Shias have felt they've been disenfranchised and marginalised, but the real game has been much bigger than this. It's all been part of the standoff between Saudi Arabia and Iran, with America in the middle there. It has been the Iranians have been actively backing the Shia majority there, and the Saudis have been backing the kingdom. So what we're seeing now is some of the broader agendas in the region playing out with this intervention, with the Saudis rolling across the border, and with the Gulf states saying, you know, we're all one in this. We need to defend our own territories. We need to defend the collective here. And if we don't, these rebellions could roll into our borders as well.
But it must be quite an inflammatory thing for these Shia opposition groups to suddenly see Sunni Saudi troops arriving on their streets. I imagine their response to that is going to be quite vehement.
Yeah, they're not happy about it at all. There's been a lot of talk this morning in Bahraini media. A lot of the activists there have been very upset with this development. They've been preparing for it for quite some time. But to actually see the Saudis roll across the border to protect the kingdom just reaffirms all the premises, in their thinking, and that is that the minute that they poke their head up and ask for a more broader voice within Bahraini society, Saudi Arabia will spring to the defence of the monarchy and their rights, and their expressions will be quickly suppressed. So it's a very dramatic morning in the life of this short revolution.
Because there was quite a lot of trouble yesterday. Are we anticipating any more violence?
I think every day for the last 2 or 3 weeks there have been street protests, and we are looking at probably more of that in coming days. Yesterday there was a call for people to take to the streets today to avenge what they saw was a point-blank shooting of one of the protesters by security guards. The central square in Manama called Pearl Roundabout is still a very active scene of rebellion. There have been clashes in recent days between riot police and protesters who are largely unarmed, and we're expecting more of that in coming days. And certainly with troops rolling across the border, it is not going to douse any situation. It's more likely to inflame things in the protesters' eyes.
And I suppose the Saudis have their own vested interests too, in that they don't want any of this unrest or call for greater openness to spread across their border, do they?
Absolutely not. I mean, the Saudis have been fearful of that for the last couple of months. There's been a lot of talk about how they will react. They have an Islamic theocracy there. All these calls for greater democratic representation around the region, a more active role for people in the affairs of state, is something that the Saudis are finding very difficult to deal with. So, you know, it's very likely that they'll do everything they can to keep these rebellions from rolling along.